When Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay began their quest to climb the world's highest mountain, Mount Everest was a great mystery. Unexplored, unknown, scaling the summit seemed almost unimaginable. A visit to the mountain today shows how much climbing has changed in the 5 decades since. The peak is now crowded with climbers of all sorts, men and women, the old, the young, whole families in some cases climbing together. Now that Everest has been summited so many times, we've turned to Michael Kennedy, an editor of Climbing Magazine, to tell us what climbers of today see as the next great challenge. He's speaking to us from his office in Colorado. Michael, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
The climbing fraternity used to be much smaller than it certainly is today. The sport has grown exponentially in the last 50 years. How do elite climbers today view Everest?
Well, it's still the highest mountain in the world, and that poses its own unique problems. I think from a technical point of view, it's not particularly difficult. There's not much left to be done in terms of, you know, new routes or new approaches, but still it's a very great individual challenge. I think most elite climbers recognize that.
At this juncture of history, what is viewed as the mother of all mountains?
I think that you'd get a different answer from almost any climber. Certainly some would refer to Everest by that. Others would maybe refer to K2, which is the second highest peak in the world, and a far more difficult proposition than Everest, both technically and logistically. Others might point to Cerro Torre in Patagonia, probably one of the most difficult mountains in the world to get up.
What makes it so difficult?
It's basically almost a needle. It's a very sharp spire. You know, every route on it involves a very high level of technical climbing. The weather is horrendous down there. There's some seasons you may only have 2 or 3 days in 2 or 3 months when you could actually climb. So that's why Patagonia, I think, has been regarded as one of the most challenging and interesting places to climb because of those elements.
For you, what is the ultimate climb?
For me, personally, the ultimate climb is a route on the west face of Gashapram 4 in the Karakoram Himalaya in Pakistan. It's a very big face. It's probably 8,000 feet. It ends on a 26,000-foot summit. It has been climbed a couple of times now in varying styles. It's never been completed in absolutely pure style right to the summit. And to me, that still remains sort of an ideal that's still out there.
It was interesting to read what Sir Edmund Hillary had to say about Mount Everest as he went back this week, talking about the base camp and the commercialism and some of the drinking that was going on at the base camp, and really how climbing had changed in the last 50 years. When you look at the scene at Mount Everest today as we prepare to celebrate this anniversary, what do you think? What goes through your mind?
I would agree with Hillary that, you know, there's a lot more commercialism. I think there are people trying to climb Everest for some maybe some different reasons than he did, and probably for some very different reasons that many of the succeeding generations have tried to climb Everest or some of these other things. Personally, Everest has always had a significant place in the history and the ethos of mountaineering worldwide. Its place nowadays is certainly, again, in my opinion, is much less than it was 50 years ago. It's no longer the ultimate climb. I think that, for the most part, the elite focuses now perhaps more on maybe lower peaks via more technical type of routes, steeper routes, because that's really where there's a lot still to be done.
Michael Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
Michael Kennedy is an editor at Climbing Magazine.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited today by Martha Wexler, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Marty Curcius.
The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Buckley, Rhonda Ray, Jonathan Baer, Carol Klinger, Franklin Cater, and Quinn O'Toole.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening...